Today on Press TV, more economic headache for the Eurozone. The euro hits its lowest level against the US dollar in almost 2 years. The euro was traded at $1.23 on Wednesday. The fall follows early reports of losses in Spanish banks and economic turmoil in Greece. Third day of a nationwide strike by Spanish coal miners. They're protesting against what they call unfair government austerity cuts. The miners say the cuts will cost their industry thousands of jobs. They plan to go on an indefinite collective action if their demands are not met. Danish banks in trouble. The credit rating agency Moody's says 9 of the country's financial institutions are downgraded. The agency says the rating cuts are due to a difficult operating environment and low profitability. Moody's also says Denmark's financial institutions now face slugging growth. Syria's ambassador to the UN slammed some United Nations Security Council members for fanning the flames in the country. Bashar Jaafari was referring to comments by the US ambassador. Susan Rice has warned of a possible military intervention in Syria if a peace plan fails to end the unrest. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says enrichment of uranium to 20% is Iran's right based on international law. He says the world powers did not provide Iran with the uranium at a 20% enrichment level. As a result, Iran decided to move forward on its own. The Coulson affair is the latest scandal tied to allegations of wrongdoing by Rupert Murdoch's News of the World tabloid. A Libyan man says he'll sue NATO for killing 5 of his family members in an overnight air raid in 2011. Ali Jafara's lawyers say the alliance should pay $125,000 for the deaths. Rights groups say NATO is hiding civilian casualties caused by last year's air campaign against Libya. And a shooting spree in the US city of Seattle has left 3 people dead. 2 others were injured after a gunman opened fire in the university district of the city. Police say the gunman later turned the gun on himself. The motive for the attack is still unclear. Those latest here on Press TV.